or Capria TH, somewhere there. Some people I know and hear around me complain a lot. It's like you're not allowed to say that things could be good, because no, the world is falling to pieces, and the climate and the this and the that. Wait for the next pandemic. And I have a theory. It could be completely wrong, but still, I'm a small town boy, you see. I think it's mainly the big city people who complain like that. I dare saying that because I've seen both. The big city people, especially the younger generation, of course they grow up then as frustrated and cynical even as when they were young, if not more, because they go out and they, some at least, drink too much beer and things downtown at nights. Anyway, the lifestyle in the big city is very different from that in the small towns. And I know I'm from a small town with 9,000 citizens, and one thing I still notice when I am on the Facebook group of that town, Ulricehamn, is that people, they put photographs there of the sunset. Oh, it was a beautiful sunset today. And look, our lake looks so beautiful this morning. And all the pictures show the environment where I had been taking walks over and over again, countless times when I lived there up to 18. And well, so I have it in me too. I can walk down there by the lake and just see, yeah, depending on the wind, the lake looks different. All the different kinds of waves you can have. I knew them. And look, the ice is breaking. It's spring. Kind of close to nature, although you live in town. I always had the forest on the other side, more or less. And the town on one side. So I think I can speak authoritatively on this topic. But then you come to the big city, and there I was living on the Södermalm, the south, where the artists and the cool kids were living, and Rivningslägenhet, of course, but hanging out with people who were all Aborigine Stockholmers my age, and they had a completely different, there was so much more cynicism, and they were harder, and you were not supposed to just be happy and everything is fine, which it actually is in my hometown there, it was at least. Now then you were kind of naive, and you know, we're Stockholmers, and they have this way of walking and doing things publicly that they do while looking a little troubled and busied, or, you know, yeah, you know, I'm doing important things here. And then when you talk, it is often that, how bad things are. And of course, The small towners also talk about that. Of course, now they want to try to be big city people, look like them and build buildings like them and all that. Which I can tell you, it's like you look like you're following a 2 year ago fashion or something. It doesn't work. Better be yourself. And that's a general recommendation I give to us all here, including myself, because that's what I'm trying to be. Just myself. But anyway, this thing about life being good and the world being good, and we are actually meant to enjoy. It's an interesting thing versus that, no, everything is ultimately useless and meaningless and death and old age and destruction and it's going to go to hell any day. Just look at it. Of course, then you have self-fulfilling prophecies and all of that, so be a bit careful with it. But what is the reality then? What is the truth about it? Who is the right one? My small towner, me, and the big city guy. Well, that's me also nowadays, because I slipped into that also. And I'm kind of a little bit between those two, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Because it also applies, as someone may have guessed, to the way we take up spiritual life, to a larger, of course, a larger, broader scope on life in general. And I would say the modern materialist people, well, it tends to get a bit dark there. And otherwise, why do so many people today eat these antidepressive pills, which of course are quite okay because some make a lot of money on it. But yeah, and the alcohol and the this and the that. I'm trying to escape from something. What is it? And what are we trying to escape to?